News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
You may have spotted this on social media. Actress Jennifer Aniston has claimed that she's the victim of reproductive harassment because she's repeatedly asked if she's planning on having kids. Well, our reporter Ciara Phelan took to the streets of Dublin to ask, is it ever okay to ask a woman about their pregnancy plans?
Do you ever think it's okay to ask a woman, when will she have a baby?
No, it's very private and it's their own business. You can't teach people how to have any cop on or common sense, so people either have manners or they don't.
I would never ask somebody when they would have a baby, because maybe they couldn't have a baby. I think we should be able to talk about it and not feel bad, and maybe people should be able to say to somebody else, I'm not going to have babies.
I think it's very difficult, because I think so many young people nowadays have issues having babies with fertility, and I think it can be incredibly embarrassing to ask anybody. I don't think it's anybody's business but their own.
I think that people sometimes ask that question without actually thinking it. It's sort of one of our age-old conversation pieces, and people do it without thinking.
Yeah, I don't think the older generation would see the impact of it. I think that they'd be thinking you're depriving your husband as well of a family.
I did ask them originally before they had children. Then once they'd had one, I then felt it wasn't my place to ask, are you going to have another?
It's no one else's business whether you want to have a child or not, or when you want to have a child or not.
Okay, that's the views of some women speaking to our reporter Ciara Phelan. Well, one British journalist has a completely different opinion on all of this, because she says that women who want to dictate what questions we should and shouldn't ask are feminists gone mad. Ali Einstein joins us on the line. Ali, a very good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your take on Jennifer Aniston's comments describing it as a so-called kind of a form of reproductive harassment?
If we didn't ask her that question, she'd be doing an interview about how she's struggling with her infertility or her fertility issues. But I think, second of all, to call it harassment is wrong, because harassment is actually a legal term. So harassment being that it's a continuous malicious a question or comment asked by one person over a number of times when you said, no, you don't want to talk about it. So that aside, I think that when people ask you if you're going to have children, it's done so out of common courtesy, just because they're interested and trying to find a common connection with you. Second of all, I think that if you don't want to talk about it, don't dictate, educate. Simply say, I don't want to talk about it. I was asked probably 1,000 times during the time that I was married twice, and I had to go through 7 rounds of IVF. I had 2 miscarriages, so I understand what it's like to struggle to have children. So when somebody asks, they're not doing so to be nasty. They're not doing so to rip your heart apart. They're simply trying to make a common connection with you. And I think it's one of those questions that people ask. I mean, it's like saying, well, are you going to buy a house, or are you going to go for a promotion?
Okay, let me just ask about this, Ali, because we heard there from just some women here in the streets of Dublin. Just we were asking them yesterday about this, whether or not they felt it was okay. And I don't know if you heard the piece there, but the words that were insensitive. It embarrasses people when they're asked that kind of a question, and just effectively, it's nobody's business. Is it really anybody's business?
But isn't it about? But when? For example, somebody is going through an infertility crisis and they need to raise money to have IVF or something like that, and they go out on GoFundMe, then of course they're going to want people to talk about it.
Not everybody, Ali, though, that's going through IVF will set up GoFundMe pages. It can be a very private, personal thing for people. And does this not put a lot of pressure on people if they're asked that kind of question?
The problem is, are you going to dictate what everybody can and can't ask you? That is the problem I have with this. The problem is, as women, we need to stand up and say, look, I don't want to answer that question for this reason, or no, currently my career is my baby, or, you know, it's none of your business. Why don't we just simply do that? Why don't we simply say to people, because then more and more people will understand that they shouldn't be asking that question.
Okay, let me just ask you.
Who is the first grandmother that's going to be done for reproductive harassment? Show me one person that's been brought up on legal charges as a result of asking this question.
Okay, so is your question really, or your query, is around the use of the word harassment more than anything else? Do you acknowledge, though, that this takes place? Because you said there at the outset that you don't think this is something that's maliciously done.
I don't believe that anybody is doing it in a nasty way. I think it's only the person. I think it comes into 3 categories. There are people just, you know, annoyed that the question gets asked. I was that person. But you know what? When I finally discovered that I was suffering from major infertility issues, I'd wished I'd talked about it more. I really did. And I thought, I now ask people the question, are you going to have children? Because I see it as my role to educate women, particularly women about their FSH levels, which really hit me hard, and about ways to just be aware of your own fertility and be aware of potentially when you're in your 20s and 30s about things that you could encounter. So that's why I
suppose you've had, and as you said as well, you know, when you've shared that, your own personal experience, I suppose, Ali, with all of this, but maybe not everybody would be in the same position as you where they want to talk about that.
Why do we dictate to everybody? I mean, and also to put it in the same category as the U2 campaign, another hashtag. I mean, you're equating asking the question with rape, and I think that's fundamentally flawed. What I would say to women is, if you don't like the question, don't accept the premise of the question. That would be my
justification. But would that not change the entire tone of the conversation if somebody was to say to you...
I've done it in a nice way with multiple relatives and multiple friends. And I think ultimately then you educate people. And I think the more we're educated about this issue, the more we can start talking about it. But, it offends me that some women out there do this because they want to jump on another hashtag bandwagon. It offends me that some women say it because they just simply confuse about whether or not they do or don't want to have children, and that's okay. I'm not saying it's wrong.
That's one of the points I want to make, because Ali, I'm looking at some of the messages coming in from people already to this in 53106, and one of the points that's been made from people today is that some women just may not want to have kids, and if they're consistently asked in public, you know, when are you going to have kids, will you have children, when is the first child due, does that not put a real level of pressure that there's an expectation that they should be having kids?
But why is that women so afraid to actually own their decisions? That's my other problem. I really have a problem with that. If you don't want to have kids, that's fine. Why don't you tell a couple of people, and trust me, the gossip treadmill, as I like to call it, will soon get around that is your plan. This whole thing about why a relative can't ask you, it's just like, why are we dictating to everybody what they can and can't ask?
A lot of people think it's just people being nosy. They're prying into other people's private business.
Yeah,
it's just none of their business.
I'm sure you're guilty of asking somebody when they're having kids.
No,
I'm
I sure don't. In fact, it's one thing I would never, ever ask. I would never ask a friend or a colleague, when are they having kids? Because if in the event that they were struggling to have children, you're putting them in a position that they would, they'd feel bad, that they would feel, that they could feel bad, that they might be embarrassed, they might want to talk about it. And it's none of my business.
It may be none of your business, but the other side of the coin is some people are so frightened to talk about it because they don't think they're going to get support or understanding from somebody else. And when they do get that support and understanding, then maybe they can have the determination and the focus and the guts to move forward. And I think that's our other thing. So my position is educate, don't dictate, because the moment you start dictating what people can and can't ask, that's when people start hiding away.
I have to say that there's some comments as well in agreement with you about that. Ali, my thanks to you for taking our call this morning and for sharing your view, because I do think it's a conversation that needs to be had, and thanks for joining us today.